Hello, this is John Alsop, and this is your Internet Marketing 5 a Day. We are social animals, so the rule about working out what people will use technology for in the future and what kind of technology will be successful in the future is we will always use technology to communicate and be social, and so play in that space. And imagine those applications and think up those unfulfilled needs, and you'll be most of the way there. If you're as old as I am, you'll remember that there was it was common knowledge that products were built to fail. That if you bought a car, you know, the engine only had 100,000 miles in it or whatever, and it was built that way to make you buy a new one after 100,000 miles. It was intentionally designed that way. And the idea is that in this tweet, the Japanese and the Germans didn't do that, so the Americans had to stop designing to fail. What an awful way of going about things, designing products that are going to fail. I don't think you could get away with that so easily. Mind you, a hell of a lot's been gotten away with now in, say, the banking industry and whatever. So you can't really say that Twitter's exposed all of that and stopped it happening. But because we're more connected, I just have this feeling that we would out. It's so quick now to compare. If company A is designing products to fail and company B isn't, it's so quick to compare them that I doubt that that would be a sustainable model now. So the message is, be good to the core, and you know, people, you will get your reward. Next is a quote from Drucker, which is that marketing aims to make selling superfluous. So the idea is that marketing, the marketing function, and marketers get to know the customer so well, they design products and services to fit the customer so that it simply sells itself. It's an obvious, it's there, it's a solution there when the person needs it, and there's really no selling involved. So marketing aims to make selling superfluous. I have this kind of, you know, there's the question of how much should you spend on marketing as a company, and the rule of thumb used to be 10% of your turnover. But the more you think about that, the more rubbish that is, because probably, let's say, a petrol station works on less than 10% markup anyway. So, you know, and out of that, it's got to pay for its infrastructure and insurance and God knows what. So there are industries that work on a very tight margin, and 10% of turnover is you know, not even conceivable. So it's a very much a rule of thumb, but another way of working it out is with things like SEO, search engine optimization. One of the ways that you get higher in search is by getting people to link into your website, And so, and you can see how many, or estimate at least, how many sites link in to any site. So you can look at your competitor and say, well, they've got 100 inbound links and we've got 10. So we need to spend some money, let's say £1,000 a month, to get some inbound links. And assuming that our SEO person is as clever as their SEO person, then, all things are equal. And let's say that £1,000 gets, an extra 10 inbound links per month, I don't know. But your competitor, because they've already got 100, they've already got a process to create inbound links, so they're getting 10 anyway. So you come to the end of the month and you've now got 20, you've got your new 10, and they've now got 110. So you haven't gained anything. You spent £1,000, but you haven't actually gained anything on your competition. So you have to spend more than your competitor to catch up. So that's another way of working out how much you should be spending, is by working out whether you're catching up with your competition, and if not, spending more or working more smartly. But just recently, I've kind of been playing with this idea of, should you not give marketing equal importance to accountancy and finance? Because at the end of the day, marketing pays for accountancy and finance in a sense, because marketing makes all the income happen. And is it not a discipline equally as important, equally as large, equally as complex, and equally as good for your business as your accounting and finance function? So if you spend £1,000 a month on a bookkeeper, perhaps £1,000 a month on an SEO person would be a reasonable thing to do. So I'm just playing with those kinds of ideas, and let me know what you think. What would that mean in your business, in terms of either equivalent time investment on finance versus marketing, or equivalent salaries and people, or equivalent outsourced budget? You know what that means. John Allsop, Allsopim, on Twitter. Let me know what you think. That'd be interesting. Next up is, I don't know whether you've noticed, but on Facebook you can now edit things that you've previously said. It doesn't mean that you can freak people out, because there's an edit history. So, people can go back and see what you've changed. So, but anyway, there's a you can edit. And finally, your favourite from yesterday is the this if this then that application, ifttt.com, I think .com. And the idea is, if this happens, then do that. It's a social media automation tool. So you could say, if I go on to my YouTube account and I favorite a video that I see there, then, so that's the if then, if this, sorry, then post a link to it to my Twitter account and my Facebook page. If the weather turns sunny, this is one I actually set up as a test, if the weather for tomorrow looks sunny, post sun exclamation mark to my Twitter account. This is, that's for a B&B. And there are loads of services, loads of if this is, and loads of that's. So you can, you know, if you upload a picture to Flickr, have it appear on your Facebook page as well. Whenever the Netflix favorite videos changes, then have that appear in your blog or something. So you can connect, basically. It's like internet, social media glue. You can connect events with your outbound accounts and create a system that operates by itself. Now, I would really be careful with it, because you don't want to appear spammy. You know, my idea of if it's sunny, then tweet sun. Really what I want to do is say, if it's sunny this weekend, it's a Thursday. If it's going to be sunny this weekend, let's tweet something. Let's tweet actually about something that's happening locally, and only bother if we've got some spare rooms. That's really what I want to do. That's a bit more sophisticated, a bit more human. That's what I would do as a human. My if this then that setup in the summer of 76 or 77, whenever it was, when it was just sun, wall to wall sun, would get very boring tweeting out sun exclamation mark every day. It would be like Scorchio. You know, and if there was a big scare comes up about skin cancer from the sun, then those tweets are going to appear obviously automated and obviously unfeeling and uncaring. So you really have to watch this stuff. But, you know, you might be able to think of a really good application, and just have a look and try some kind of random matches and see if you can come up with you know, really creative ways of connecting things together. And you may find new services that you've not come across as well. So give that a go. That's our favourite from yesterday. So that's it. It's Thursday, so we've still got tomorrow. And I'll speak to you then. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.